y'all sleeping on Asia Wilson.
Damn right.
Okay. Yeah. So, you have Vern, our Royals insider, coming up at 7:30 tonight. Mac, our, again, WNBA insider, here until 10 o'clock in the morning. Big, big Angel Reese fan.
No.
What?
Paige Beckers, man. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. I'm starting the Paige train.
Okay. All right. Somebody says, huge Caitlin Clark fan, but I feel like she's only had 3 good games out of 9. She isn't great right now. 3 out of 9. So that we're okay. All right.
Yeah, and there could be reasons for that. You mentioned injury. You mentioned defensive, focus, all those things, right? It's the same as last year, right? We talk about Mahomes. There are reasons that his play maybe went down. And it's actually similar. Caitlin Clark's play down right now. She's 12th in points per game. She's top 10 in most statistical categories. This is not some slouch of a player, but she's held to a different standard, similar to Patrick LeVon Mahomes II.
Or Bobby Wood Jr.
Yep. Same exact thing. Yep.
Or Bobby Bonilla. Hey, man, you got that $15. You owe me, Bobby. It's Monday, July 1st. So yesterday was kind of a confusing day for the blowhards that like to tweet. Breaking news. By the way, are we that, horny to, get it out there?
It's ridiculous, man.
Pittsburgh trades Jalen, or Miami trades Jalen Ramsey to Pittsburgh. 5 minutes later. Miami trades Jalen Ramsey to Pittsburgh for Micah Fitzpatrick. Or to Pittsburgh from Miami, player v. player.
Yeah. Jalen for Minka. It was right when our show, and we're like, what?
Okay. 5 minutes later. Actually... But wait, there's more. They actually traded Jonnu Smith, picks, and Jalen Ramsey for Micah Fitzpatrick and a fifth-round pick. Well, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's a pissing contest between Schefter and Rappaport.
It is. 100%.
I would rather see those two guys box than to hear Jake Paul breathe again. That's rude. Stay alive. But, I would rather see those two guys duke it out. Like, what they should do, which I think would be hilarious, is have each of them text 140 messenger and see who gets it first and who gets it the most correct without a grammatical error. Because how many times, because you're like me, we're sick and twisted and we have these guys on alerts. How many times has Schefter tweeted and then deleted and then tweeted again?
For sure. Or tweet something and then immediately quote tweet that with the actual information that you'd like.
Right.
Like he'll quote tweet his trade tweet of the Pittsburgh thing 5 minutes later with the actual details.
Right.
Like, dude, just wait 5 minutes.
Can't.
Gosh.
Can't do it.
Well, because then we're on the air, Minka for,
Jalen Ramsey.
That doesn't make sense. And then trade comes out, you're like, okay, still doesn't super make sense, but at least... there's more things involved.
Well, and then they were tweeting it as this is a player v. player trade.
Yes, exactly.
It wasn't.
No, it's not.
It wasn't a player v. player.
And did he know that, or is he just tweeting out BS?
Maybe he was...
Dude, so frustrating.
Maybe he was doing his thing, He said that. He said that he had once had sex while releasing a story.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
Schefter. I know that I'm hard. Schefter.
Men's wieners, Jerry Jones.
Because I just
keep going.
I get it. I understand that. That's their job, but their job is also to get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
And, lo and behold, here I am screaming from the rooftops for Jordan Schultz to come out of the woodwork and be like, "Told you." These guys, they just it's like to give fairness. These guys can ruin football the way that Stephen A. Smith has ruined basketball.
100%.
Stephen A. Smith wants you to think that the NBA revolves around him. He is the sun, the rest are the planets.
Mm-hmm.
Schefter and Rappaport want you to believe that they know more and that they have more and that they are the reason the league moves. In my opinion.
I think definitely, Adam.
Yeah.
100 million
percent. I'm not leaving Rappaport off. I'm not giving him
a pass
because Schefter's just because he's with ESPN and now they've ruined golf by putting him on golf.
God,
I will not watch him.
Why did he need that
give
job?
Me a report. Well, sources say that the rough was made in Kentucky and it's Kentucky bluegrass. It's not. This is a tough shot. Thanks, Adam. But it was interesting because now there's a name in Pittsburgh that needs to get paid. Probably one of their greatest players in franchise history. Am I wrong on saying
no,
that?
No, I don't think you're wrong on saying that. No.
Is there a Chiefs player that you would trade for TJ Watt?
Yeah.
Who?
I think you've got him written down. I think that's the most likely one, man.
Would you trade Trent McDuffie for TJ Watt? Today.
Why not? I'm trying to, we talked about this off the air and then I.
Because I wrote that down and I said that and you didn't say anything for 5 minutes because I mind effed you. Because we all love Trent. I'm not trying to say that he's done something or that he's bad.
No.
Or God forbid that he's washed.
No, he's not even 25.
Right. But dude's going to get a big contract.
Huge.
So hear me out. TJ Watt's going to want a big contract. Who's more impactful in a game on the defensive side, TJ Watt or Trent McDuffie?
TJ Watt.
Okay. What has Brett Veach let us know since he's been here? That he can find corners in the draft. He found McDuffie, traded up for him, found Charvarius Ward, maybe, Legarius Sneed, and what you have said last week, this cornerback room is semi-deep. Now, I know there's a lot of diehard Chiefs fans out there that when you hear this, your immediate reaction is, what? And I get it, but like, would you rather give that contract money value to Trent McDuffie or to TJ Watt? Because guess what TJ Watt's going to do? He's going to make those corners better with pressure. And then your defensive line is going to be Karlaftis, Jones, Watt.
I mean, be the best duo on the defensive line right now in the league. Literally.
Right.
So they'd probably go in all-time conversations, those two together. Those two next to each other, those are two first ballot guys. That's a DPOY and a guy who gets second in DPOY every other year.
Yeah. And I mean, again, look, Trent McDuffie's a top three corner in football, maybe top two.
And he might not be two.
It's Patty Satt, the second, is number one, in my opinion.
Pat Surtain, yes.
Number two is Trent McDuffie.
I'm with you.
Okay. I don't know if TJ Watt is the second best. And somebody says TJ Watt gets hurt way too much. He hasn't missed a game in 2 years.
We looked it up, man.
We looked it up. He hasn't missed a game in 2 years.
And before that, he played 10 games. And before that, it was 15, 15, 15, 15. The guy doesn't really miss that many. Again,
it's the
another
same narrative of Hollywood Brown.
Yes.
The guy's hurt all the time.
It's another myth.
And I'm just asking a July 1st question. Ooh. And again, another one, TJ Watt is hurt more than he plays. That's false.
Not true.
That is not true. He did not miss a game for the last 2 years.
He plays, man.
Do you have his pro football reference page up?
Yeah, I'm getting it up right now. Just give me 2 seconds. TJ Watt, here we go. Started in 2017, played 15, then 16, then 16, then 15, then 15, then 2022, 10 games.
Yeah, he was hurt. Separated shoulder.
Yep, separated shoulder, bad injury. These last 2 years, 17 and 17.
So he's not hurt.
He's not hurt, man.
He does not have an injury risk. That is a mirage. That is not true.
It's fake.
It's 1 year where he missed 6 games. And every other year, he's there. So the injury thing is not there. We have the facts and the proof for you there. It's right there. But again, like, if I told you this team would win a Super Bowl this year, if they signed TJ Watt and traded TJ Watt for Trent McDuffie, you'd sign up in a heartbeat because they have a better chance at winning the Super Bowl with TJ Watt than they do with Trent McDuffie. That is a fact, in my opinion. There's a lot of games that he didn't finish, though. That wasn't the argument.
You said
he missed games.
Exactly. And it's like a Tyreek Hill.
If he didn't finish that game, he came back the next week and played.
Yeah. And he might have come in the fourth quarter when they needed him. Similar, again, this is like a Tyreek Hill thing where it's like, he's always hurt. No, he's not. He's playing those games. Yes, he'll be out the second quarter because he's getting his hamstring worked out, and that's always going to be a thing. But he is going to play. When you need him on a fourth down or a fourth quarter, or you're down by 7, or you need a sack, TJ's going to be in the game, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It says Dusty Church.
Like, take him to church, maybe? I don't know. I don't know.
There every Sunday. TJ Watt, Trent McDuffie. Yes or no? Would you trade Trent McDuffie for TJ Watt today?
Would you trade Rashee Rice? That might be a little harder. I think no, personally.
If this was Rice's fourth year, Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Because I still don't think you're bringing both. I still don't know if you're bringing Rice and Worthy back.
Yep. Probably right.
We'll get back to a little bit of a Royals reaction. I've got some numbers for you. Plus, we get into one word with our Caitlin Clark insider, Mac Morey, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Man, stay safe out there. Hagerstown, Maryland, a wind turbine fell and caused a huge traffic jam.
Damn. Glad that's all it caused.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says age is the only thing that would hold me back from the TJ Watt topic. We'll bring that back because we asked the question, yep. Would you trade today Trent McDuffie for TJ Watt? Because Trent McDuffie's still not being paid. Still got some, you know, Trey Smith information we got to get done before anything else happens. But TJ Watt will be 31 on October 11th. I looked it up. So yep. Still, I think, has two prime years left. And then probably a year where, you know, he could still be a force. 30 to 33, 32-ish. He'll be 31 in October this year. But surprised that most of the text line was in favor of that trade.
Yeah, me too.
It's just the position of importance, I think, is why. Lady in red.
Well, also because...
Back-to-back days, Miss Ritter put red on for the weather. God bless America.
Veach also drafts corners really well. So sure, the text line is saying, okay, I trust Veach to be able to supplement that position with talent yet again.
Plus, here's another thing. Are you going to sign George Karloftis? If you have TJ Watt, you can maybe have a stopgap. Or, hey, maybe TJ Watt could teach Karloftis a few things. I don't know.
Yeah, big year for him. Big year for George.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to need to see more than 8.5 to 10 sacks. I'm going to need to see like 12 to 13.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah. Consistent pressure.
You want to get that paycheck? You want to be that person? I don't know. So before we get into one word, I want to revisit this Royal stuff because June was atrocious. And I got some numbers here for you, Mac. Let me tell you about these numbers. All right. Jay Binkley had more chews in one day than the Royals had wins in June.
Ugh.
The Royals went 8-18 in June.
He has more than 8 a day?
Come on. I mean, how many dips are in a can?
Yeah, that's true.
Probably 6.
Yeah.
The way he pinches?
Oh, yeah.
He'll text us here in 3, 2, 1.
There's juice all over the place.
Mm-hmm. So 8 wins, 18 losses. That's not good. 10 games under 500 in the month of June. The last time this team was 500 was June 11th. It's the last time this team was 500. They had two 6-game losing streaks. One time in the month of June, they won more than back-to-back games. Only once. They won back-to-back games. That's when they won 4 in a row and they swept Texas and then beat somebody before that. And half of their wins came in that 4-game win streak. Half of their wins in the month of June came during a 4-game win streak. And they were shut out 5 times. What does that say to you? Offense. What does that say to you? Pressing. What does that say to you? The message is not working. It's not working. So something's got to change. And it's one of two. Either somebody is replaced or players go on the move and you've let your entire team and season and fan base know that we're sorry. It didn't work this year. We're moving on. LA Knight is from Hagerstown, Maryland. Nice. Yeah. But that's what he does. And he also says, let me talk to you because the Royals aren't scoring it. Shut out 5 times in a month. There's 30 days in June. you won 8 games, and half of them came on a 4-game winning streak where you swept Texas. And then you beat San Diego. And then you won 4 games randomly throughout the month. You lost your you went below 500. They're now what, 38 and 46? Something like that? 39 and 46, I believe. 7 games under 500. They did a players meeting. That didn't work. They're not changing the lineup. They're not moving guys around. And the one thing that I was in fear of with this team is that it wouldn't be a fan base that was, what is it that we hate hearing our father say? I'm not mad at you, I'm just upset. Now the fan base is no longer upset. Now the fan base is mad. Big mad. M-A-D-D mad. And that's a problem. Because that's then when ownership gets involved. Because when fans stop going to the games, that's money out of their pocket. And when that starts to show, that's when the message gets brought down from Mr. Sherman to the next guy, to the next guy, and then something happens. And I'm not that guy, right, that's always like, oh, this guy's got to go. This guy, look, they let Terry Bradshaw go, who was the hitting coach before Alex Umolt. And the reason they let him go was lack of power and lack of hitting. If that was the message then, what's the message now? Is it loyalty? Is it promise? Is it, yeah, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. The worst thing you could ever hear your father tell you. I'd rather have my father call me an effing you know what than say, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Because this team told everyone they were a playoff team. And this team ain't a playoff team. And from the 913, except there was 37,000 each game this last weekend. Who'd they play this weekend, 913? Who'd they play this weekend? Huh? Do you want to bring that up? Because out of the 37,000 people, who were there to see the Royals? Because from what we heard yesterday, that they went, there were people who went to the game Saturday and Sunday, because Saturday was Ohtani, and I would guarantee you that half of that stadium was filled with Dodger fans and Ohtani fans. Their jerseys just look similar. So yeah, there was 37,000 people there because you play the Dodgers. But what are you going to do when the Tigers come to town or Cleveland comes to town or next Monday, there's a possibility that Paul Skenes pitches on July 7th. He pitches today. You do the 5-day rest. July 7th would be his next day. That's Monday at the K. So the thing is, the fans are finally about to have their vote. And that's how it works. And I'm not advocating for people to stop watching or to stop going or to turn it off. I won't. I will watch. I will talk. I will do whatever I have to because that's what I do. Call me sick. Call me twisted. Call me dumb. Do whatever you want. I don't care. But just go do something nice for somebody after you do that. I mean, cancel it out. But eventually, there won't be people there. And when that happens, then the message. But if you don't want that to happen, then you've got to change it before it comes. You've got to do something because the approach to the plate is putrid. Again, we brought it up in June. This is your evaluation in June. I just had my 6-month evaluation with my boss. And we had a lot of good points. A lot of good things. There's still some criticism. That's the way it should go. Not every show is great. Not every topic is a banger. Sometimes you got to be checked. There's zero checking going on right now. We'll turn it around. When? When is the effing turn? Because you've turned your car into a pond and you're sinking. There is no turn. Tell me you suck right now. Tell me the truth. You went 8-18 in June. You haven't been 500 since June 11th. It's July 1st. You had 2 6-game losing streaks. There was one time in the entire month, you won more than 2 games in a row, and it was on a 4-game winning streak. Half of your wins came in one series, and you were shut out 5 times. Enough is enough, and it's time for a change. Rest in peace, Owen Hart. Let's get to one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Keep that fire roaring, brother. One word on the Kansas City Royals tonight.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You know?
Shoot.
Got a fun show tomorrow, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'll make you a promise, Mac. If they don't win or Caglione doesn't hit a home run, one time we'll bring it up.
Great.
We'll bring up one topic.
I'm for it.
We'll talk hot dogs. We'll talk chestnut. We'll talk 4th of July. We'll talk the best spread. We'll talk potato salad versus egg salad versus macaroni salad. All the salads. But damn it, these Royals are going to do it to me again tonight. Because I'm going to watch. I'm going to sit back. And I'm going to have this opinion in my head. It's almost like I'm hate watching. Because I'm... Prove it to me. Do something. Move my needle. Somehow, some way. Bobby Witt, go up there, and when you strike out, break the damn bat over your knee.
Mm-hmm. Get pissed.
Somebody.
Yeah, have some fire.
You know what I mean?
Does anyone want it to change? Hey.
I mean, good love of God. If I need to pray for this team every day, I will. But somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to do it. The team meeting didn't work. June didn't work. I don't know, but my one word is damn it.
One word on the trade between Miami and Pittsburgh yesterday.
Blockbuster? Because at first we thought it was going to be the first player v player trade since Clinton Portis and Champ Bailey. How old were you when that happened?
That long?
I don't know. I don't know the last one. Maybe I'm wrong. But I remember that trade because I was like, all right, Denver got rid of Clint Portis. Who'd they get? Oh, shoot. They got Champ Bailey in his prime. I think he went to Florida State. Am I wrong on that?
Did Champ Bailey go to Florida State? Trade.
That was in like 88.
Yep, 89. Hopkins for David Johnson. McCoy for Kiko Alonso. Just give me a few of them.
Kiko, are you riding? Do you love me?
I'd say lose.
That's two words.
Hyphen.
Hyphen?
Yeah. This is a weird trade. I have no idea. I mean, I
Johnny
think...
Johnny Smith and then yeah. Mika Fitzpatrick, who's what, 27
we found out? 28. Yeah, he's 28.
Too old. And then...
Ramsey's going to be 31.
And a future Hall of Famer.
Which I also thought he was older. So I like the trade more, I guess, in that regard. But still, you've got Slay and Ramsey, two old corners with Porter. You've got three tight ends now.
Champ Bailey went to Georgia. That's right.
Three tight ends in Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, and now Jonnu Smith. I just don't. The Dolphins saved money, so I guess I like it for the Dolphins, but this is a lose-lose trade for both teams.
Do you think we're done with trades for football? Do you think this was like the last big hurrah? Because we're, what, 2 weeks away today from, no.
3 weeks today from Chiefs training camp.
From St. Joe.
Yeah.
And then everybody kind of starts randomly. It's like some people start Tuesday, some people start Wednesday.
It's all, yeah, it's all random. Usually the Chiefs are earlier, so maybe it's a couple days before other
teams.
They're
later this year.
Oh, yeah, they made it a little late. They cut off like a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. One word on the TJ Watt trade rumors. We saw that Miami-Pittsburgh trade, and then that's when things started to kind of erupt from Schefter's Twitterverse that basically this could be a thing. Teams are calling Pittsburgh and saying, hey, listen, what do you want?
Yeah, the teams I saw were, what, Philadelphia, Washington.
Oh, no.
Please don't go to Philly.
No!
Ugh. Yeah.
That would be so annoying.
I mean, then go to Kansas City. Trade him Trent McDuffie.
Yes.
Why not? You want to see another player v. player that drops everyone's jaw? Kansas City Chiefs trade Pro Bowler, all pro, not Pro Bowler, Trent McDuffie for all world TJ Watt. I don't think the reaction in Kansas City would be doom and gloom or angry. I really don't.
Five potential suitors: Eagles, Packers, Lions, Seahawks, and Commanders. You know what those
Seahawks
teams,
don't make sense. Commanders make sense.
Those teams all have one thing in common.
They have a DN.
They're all in the NFC.
Yeah.
Which I love. I'll take that. I saw the Ravens were interested. That's another team where it's like,
please,
damn
no.
It, no. And that would never happen, right?
No.
Pittsburgh to Baltimore.
In division?
No.
I mean, if it did, that'd be insane.
They would need just a stupid Hall back. First round picks. They
I don't know who stupid Hall is. Where'd he go to school?
One word on Deshaun Watson.
Watson! Yeah!
This came out from the New York Post, you know, that he's mentoring Shedeur Sanders. He's kind of taking him under his wing to mentor the new Browns quarterback. One word.
Dumb. I mean, Deion's got to be on a flight immediately to Cleveland and be like, no. Like, stay away from my son. Because I don't know what. Because part of mentoring is, I get it, the skill set of the game. Hey, here's what I see. Here's what I do. But also, he's going to throw life advice at you. And that's like one of the worst people to get life advice from is Deshaun Watson.
Watson! Yes!
So my one word is dumb. And no, run. Sprint away as fast as you can. Run home, Charlie Bucket, and don't stop. Don't even talk to that Slugworth guy. Because that Slugworth guy that's trying to get the recipe to the everlasting Gobstoppers is Deshaun. Do not listen to what he says. Do not take anything he has to say for granted. And just ignore it. I don't want to be underneath that wing, thigh, leg, anything. I don't want anything to do with Deshaun Watson. Woof.
Might be McConaughey from Interstellar when he's looking at his past self through the glass. That's my one. That's going to be him. That's going to be Shedeur Sanders in a few years if he actually ends up taking any of Deshaun Watson's advice. One word ended on the NBA. One word on the Lakers not consulting LeBron on moves this year.
Mm-hmm. I agree with it. Agree.
Yeah.
Why?
Yep. Why would you?
You're still a player. You're not in the front office. You've won a bubble championship and a midseason tournament. You have zero clout in LA. I know that's rough, but you've literally not really accomplished much in LA. I mean, if Caruso's out here saying, I finally won a real championship,
yeah,
I know that's easy. I know that's easy to say when you win one.
Of course.
And you're no longer on the team, and you're probably a little butthurt about not getting that chance to stay with the Lakers, whatever it may be. Also, didn't know he was like 6'6".
Who?
Caruso.
Oh, yeah. Big guy.
Yeah. Looks like Elmer Fudd from Space Jam when he wears that headband.
Yes, he does.
And I don't have a problem with him doing that. I also don't think LeBron's going to be in L.A.
Yeah, it's seeming more and more likely that that's not the case, right?
He doesn't do them any favors.
Nope. $56 right? million this year. They need a lot more on that roster.
They need
than
to
him.
Be younger.
Yes, younger, bigger. They need a center. They don't have any. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a center.
They don't have a center.
I watched it last night. It was like watching the Lakers watch everybody, and it was that kid crying in the NBA draft.
Yes.
It was linked to that and then to seeing my Celtics roster going to 2026, yeah, and it was that dude just bawling his eyes out.
Sucks, dude. I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, tank until you get like the top three pick in the draft next year. And
just
then
come back with the Jays and it'll be good. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Deep breaths. No, I agree with you. I think LeBron out of L.A. is going to happen this year. And leave it up to L.A. to already have this ruined for Luka Doncic.
Oh, dude.
Come on, guys.
It's just Dallas all over again.
Yeah, seriously.
Nah, he's too expensive and too old. I love LeBron. I know but like last year, everyone's like, well, you average like 20 in a game because he had to.
Yeah, that's the thing.
AD
love for
was
him
always
to,
hurt. You had that. Nobody else is scoring. Austin Reeves is now like, I'm out. I can go get more money elsewhere.
You'd love to have him be like a third option for a team. That'd be great.
Be awesome.
Like 25, 30 minutes a game.
Yeah, go to Golden State. Send Jimmy Butler to the Lakers and send LeBron to Golden State.
That'd be fun. Steph and LeBron would be fun.
And then maybe Dre stays.
Yeah, that'd be must watch.
And it would be awesome.
It'd be awesome. I don't know if it'd work, but it'd be awesome. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I think.
And then Jimmy B and Luca.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Somebody says, you guys can hate Frank White all you want. I wish he was in this lineup. Oh. I want to hate that. I want to hate that text, but I'm not.
No, I know.
I want to hate that text, 316, but I'm not going to.
That's so good.
That's from Austin 316 right there.
Damn you.
Another beer. What? Another beer. What? Another beer. What? That was me last night, every inning. 4 hits, 2 runs. What? Another beer. Ugh, brutal. We'll get to the other side. We'll get to the out of left field question. Before we do that, where does the 4th of July rank in holiday rankings for you? That is the question. 913-586-7965. You can also tell us what you're doing for the 4th of July. But where does the 4th of July rank in holiday rankings for you? 913-586-7965. We'll get to it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back into it today. Just a heads up, real quick reminder, Paul Skeens does pitch today against the Cardinals. So we add it up. They play the Pittsburgh Pirates on Monday, July 7th. Today is July 1st. If he gets 5 days off, I think there's a chance he pitches Monday in Kansas City.
Woo!
Does Mahomes sit in the front row and watch Paul Skeens pitch?
That would be a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing going on. I just don't know if he's here.
That's what I'm saying. If he's in town,
yeah.
And he could still G5 it.
Yeah, you're right.
I gotta be right back. I gotta go watch this Paul Skeens guy. I'll be back by 7:30.
Britt's like, I want to come.
Yeah. How many hits does Paul Skeens should have been the guy left? I don't know that to be a fact, but I know that he pitches today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rest Sunday, pitch Monday against Kansas City.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No hitter?
I mean, yeah.
But we asked on the other side, so we can get to it now. That's right. Booker T, Green Onions. Out of left field question, where does the 4th of July rank for you when it comes to holidays? Mac, why don't you tell me where it ranks for you?
Okay. It's on my Mount Rushmore. I'd say it's 3.
What's 1? Christmas?
Yep.
Okay. 2 is Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And then 4th of July?
Yeah.
Trash list. Absolutely trash.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be just nostalgia just from being a kid to now. I just love it. I think it's great. Part of the reason I get upset at the Chiefs Christmas games.
Yeah.
I value it. I think it's a good day for family.
Are you going to go this year?
No. To the Chiefs game on Christmas? No.
Good.
Nope. I'll probably be back in Nashville. That's probably my time to go back and see my dad, see my brothers, see Hannah's family. Yeah, it's a time that I value. I love gift giving. I love receiving gifts as well, obviously. I just think it's valuable. And then Thanksgiving, that is a great holiday because of great food, and football is naturally incorporated into it. I don't feel bad. I don't feel guilty. It is part of the events. And then 4th of July is great. Excuse to get drunk every day of the week, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely degenerate week 101.
Yeah, yes.
You're a sixer a night, and then Wednesday it's just, well, you know, she comes home. Why is there a 24-pack in the fridge? Babe, I got nothing the next 2 days. I know that I'm hard. You better believe it. To me, there's no better holiday in the world than 4th of July.
Okay, number one.
Numero uno. Christmas, number two. Okay. Close second. Very close second.
So great.
I love everything about
it.
I love the service on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Silent night with the candle. Everybody feels great. You go to bed after you have a couple hot toddies. You wake up. Everybody's wearing matching pajamas. And you get to rip open the gifts. But 4th of July, man, It starts for me at like 11. I go to my buddy's house. I've done it every year for like 15 straight years. He's got a pool. His dad smokes a pork butt. They do wings, hell dogs, yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Hell yeah.
This year I'm making a spicy coleslaw.
Ooh.
Smash.
Because he's doing pulled pork. So I want to do the little pulled pork coleslaw sandwich.
Nice.
Ain't done, sweetheart.
That's going to be good.
Ain't done.
I love it.
Bada boom. Realest guys in the room. Ain't done. So we asked you, 913-586-7965, does 4th of July rank as your top holiday? It's between the 4th and Christmas for my number one. I figured that'd be the popular response.
Gotta be.
In my house, 4th of July is the holiday. It's my wedding anniversary to my beautiful wife. This year is 8 years.
Congrats.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Shooting off some fireworks in more ways than one. You ever had sex and just held two Roman candles? Could you imagine? You ain't topping that. What goes first, you or the Roman candles?
I was
candles?
About to say, that's the question. We Chris, know the answer with you.
Yes, definitely me. Nobody wanted to come. Whoa, that's a new one.
It's aggressive.
Let's see here. Yada, yada, yada. Christmas, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, tied for second.
Okay.
So Christmas number one for the 816, and then 4th of July and Thanksgiving are second. I live in Topeka, and the 4th of July started 3 days ago, and it won't end until the middle of July. So it's right fairly low on my list.
That's fair.
Last night was the first night of the big booms.
You started to have some?
Yeah, yeah. Every once in a while, there's some Richard up the street that layers off like a half stick of dynamite at like 5:30. I don't know what it is.
5:30.
Yeah.
Sun clearly up.
I put on my like make love, not war hat and like get in my basement. I'm like, oh no, they're coming. Fourth is tier two. It's very good, but it isn't Christmas or Thanksgiving. I'd rank it slightly ahead of Memorial / Labor Day.
Wow.
This one's
it's
a little,
better than those.
This one's a little sad, but also happy. 4th of July is number one holiday in my family, especially now since we lost my mom this year. And our fourth party was the last thing we did as a family before she passed. And my dad says this is a man's holiday. It's beer, meat, and explosives. RIP to your mother.
Rest in peace for sure.
Shoot off a lot of fireworks so she can see him from above. 4th of July for me was the best and still is. I used to shoot all the fireworks shows at Royal Stadium and also for the Kaufmans at their home in Mission Hills. Hell yeah.
Nice.
It's got to be a good gig. Yes, I'm with you, Dusty. I'm with you, bro. It's the best holiday. You have zero troubles and zero bubbles on the 4th of July. Shout out Surfside, which there'll be a ton of those to be had. Because like we'll start at 11 and go to my buddy's house till like 3 or 4 and then Uber to my other buddy's house and then finish the night off.
Oh, nice.
And it feels like it happened all in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're in the pool, you're in the sun, you either go to the lake or you go to somebody's pool or you hang out at somebody's house. And now that I'm older, I'm more so the guy that just buys the fireworks and lets all the kids and stuff shoot them off. Like, go have fun.
Uncle Dusty.
Yeah. They call me the Funkle. My favorite holiday is Labor Day, fantasy draft weekend. No doubt about that.
Yeah, every year. Every year. 816 says their number one's Halloween. Candy and bad girl costumes, LOL.
Okay.
2 is Christmas, gifts and football. 3, Thanksgiving, food and football. And 4, New Year's, brand new start and football.
7 for 8 with 6 says, typically Thanksgiving, Christmas, then the 4th, but I'm getting married on New Year's Eve this year, so that'll be my number one.
Interesting. Okay.
That's a cool wedding.
Yeah, that
new
is.
New Year's Eve.
That's kind of cool. I'd be like, most venues, because me and Hannah are looking, we actually just got one, but most venues are like closed down at 11. I'd be like, come on, need an extra hour. Got to make it to the new year.
From the 816, on the 4th, doing smash burgers and brats on the Blackstone.
Smash.
And then it says, I just lost it because it just got like 18 texts at once. Oh, there it is. Drinking a bunch of beer and a few Surfsides and fireworks, and hopefully I get to win, even though my girl's name isn't Chin.
I just want to win, Jen.
From the 816, Chiefs opener, 4th of July, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Chiefs opener.
Oh,
that's good.
Ever since my neighbor walked over with a box of M80s and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, ashing into the box as he's trying to sell them, I just don't like the 4th as much. Bottle rocket wars on the 4th of July. Please be careful.
You know, I mean, Jason Pierre-Paul action here.
Yeah. There's they always do the Legacy Blast in Lee Summit. So we'll have that on Thursday night.
And will you go to, you'll go to that too?
Well, I can just sit in my buddy's driveway because he lives close enough to where they're so high up. Clutch, you don't have to go into that huge, massive crowd. Yep. You just sit in the driveway and watch the fireworks show.
Butter.
So we'll see what that is. Number one, New Year's. Number two, Christmas. Number three, Halloween. All football holidays. Fireworks are too damn expensive now. Best display at my neighbor's display. There you go. Yeah. You can always lean on your neighbors during the 4th of July because everybody has that pyro in their neighborhood when it comes to that. Yeah, I love the 4th of July. God. I don't know what it is. Just the smell of fireworks, the feel of food. Because like everyone's like, well, I love Thanksgiving for the food. Excuse me. Like, what do you think you're doing on the 4th of July?
Yeah, it's great.
You're pounding glizzies.
Yeah.
You're eating barbecue. There's no judgment. It's basically an airport at 6 a.m. It's like, you already have a beer? Yeah, it's the 4th. It's 11 a.m., Dusty. This is the only one you've seen. I mean...
Yeah. We'll get Start Bench coming up. Start Bench Cut coming up in like an hour. We should do some holiday foods.
We will. Coming up on the other side, we are 67 days away. So that means Mac has a burning question for you here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.